welcome back. And hour three on Friday, the 12th of August. Michelle's here, and we're ready to rock and roll. Michelle, any special announcements going on now that we're deep into summer and pool time and all the other things going on? But what's happening with NutraMedical?
Oh, you mean not what movie we might see tonight?
you can announce that later. But
I started talking to Bill about the movie that Kelsey wants to see tonight. It's so sweet. It's Pete's Dragon. Does it ever look cute?
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be a cute one.
And Bill said, "You're on the show. You can't have to ask me that." Well, I just did.
Yeah,
it says, "Daddy buys the tickets." Kelsey picks out the shows. I find them for her on my computer and give her a trailer. And then Bill buys the tickets.
Right, yeah.
Now that's new with NutraMedical. That's new in our lives. But otherwise, what do we have? We've got August the 12th, and we have wonderful sales on the front page of NutraMedical.
Do you want to go over some
wonderful
of the sales?
Wonderful sales. I don't know. I guess we have a lot of new listeners, and they want to try a lot of
NutriDefense is basically the best one for defending your immune system and blocking viruses. And as an antioxidant, it actually blocks cancer. The research done on polyphenol is the most powerful antioxidant we have. Stop cancer development in prostate. Over 20 years, not one case of prostate cancer with this component.
NutriDefense.
Now, NutriDyne is the only monoatomic iodine. I know other people have gone elsewhere, including Alex Jones.
Now, slow down a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of people have gone to look
at
iodines.
Please. Slow down. It's important to note that not only are these products on sale, but there's free shipping. And that's one product, free shipping. We barely break even.
Right.
But this is a promotional thing, so the people that are new listening to the show and curious would like to try something.
Right.
Go ahead with NutriDyne.
NutriDyne, number one. People try to get knockoff products, which are garbage. For example, they'll go over, and we had one lady who said for a year and a half she was taking the Alex Jones iodine.
Oh, that's right.
It's not our product, okay? We have the only monoatomic tesla-activated iodine in the world, which is a major resurrector of thyroid function and peripheral deiodination of the 5 prime, and a major detoxification from halides. These other products are not equivalent. Don't go elsewhere. Same as our Silver 100.
Well, what happened?
Our Silver 100 said, custom designed is...
May I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, just let me speak. When I start talking, just stop and let me
or
talk.
Or when your cold hands on my arm, I can't believe it.
I have to hit you. How,
why right. are your hands so cold?
Too bad other people...
You must have been holding a cold drink or something.
Too bad other people that are on the air can't go like that. Get you to be quiet. Listen, it's important. I know who you're talking about because I talked to her. She was trying to save money by getting this other, iodine. Then you know where it's from and you know the whole story of it. We don't have to bash anybody here. Oh, well, look at the look on Bill's face.
We don't
have to bash anybody here. Bill gets his look.
No, that's not true, actually. I want people to understand. You get non-medical doctors making inferior products and giving advice that they can't back up with testing or treatment or being able to see if it's going to work.
It's
very irritating, okay? It's also dangerous. Yeah. What you have to understand is we can provide testing, tell you what protocols to do, and see if it works. The problem is that the people can provide inferior products and then try to say it's the knockoff. They started copying a lot of our product, or trying to, with names, and like Enhanced for Men, all this stuff. Excuse me, do not try to think you can do functional medicine when you have no medical background, and even the medical doctors or allopathic have no clue what I teach. I consult with doctors and patients around the world, and I have no patients anymore with people that don't know what they're doing. And when you have non-medical people making advice that have no functional medical background, it makes me angry.
Guess what? Back to Iris, right? Because it's Iris that you're talking about. Anyway, she ordered 6 of the NutriDyne. She's so happy, and she's going to be back.
We'll help her.
She trusts.
Whatever she has. By the way, the advice is free. They can just email or call, and I'll provide an email response back to what to do, what supplements to take, what even tests, conventional or advanced functional tests to do to see if what they're doing is actually working.
Most people don't wait a year and a half, but she's on a tight budget, but she's okay. And I gave her a good sale and free shipping.
Yes, there you go.
So the other thing you're going to say there is the Vitamineral Max, I think, Bill?
Well, Silver 100 spray. People are using other forms of silver. For God's sake, don't make any other silver in your home with silver rods. Don't buy any ionic silver, colloidal silver, nanoparticle, hydro silver, which... I'm not even going to mention his name is pushing and thinks he's such a genius at this stuff. It's irritating. The only silver that has a lethal effect on pathogens is a citrate complex silver. We have the only one in the world. and it's manufactured specifically for us, so get our Silver 100. Then we look at things like our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. These are Albion chelated bioactivated vitamins, so in their final metabolic stage, the Albion chelated minerals are going to transport it by a separate mechanism from all other vitamins. So you don't want to get other, we call knockoffs, that are garbage. And then, of course, we talk about some of our other nutraceuticals
okay.
here.
Bill, that's enough promoting products. It's
okay, go ahead.
I'm falling asleep. Hey, let's get into the people.
I don't think you're falling
asleep.
Let's
get into the people that I talked to this year. No, no, you know, that's enough pushing products.
You're just trying to get Bill to back off so you can.
Because you could go on every product on the whole website.
We do that out of days, and we talk about protocols.
Yeah, and that's cool. But not on my show, because I've got, look at this.
You got
look
luck.
At all, this is just people that called this week, so I'm going to try to be quick.
Okay.
Bill, Olivia from Michigan. Hello, Olivia. She has a problem with varicose veins, and would you have a solution for her?
Vein away.
She's getting older.
Vein away, and ellagic acid, and omega supreme krill.
Two things.
Omega supreme krill and vein away.
Okay. Good man. Oh, wow. I don't want to mention any names, but a friend of mine went to her doctor for hot flashes, and her Kaiser doctor, a lady, a Chinese doctor, actually, but she has no natural medicine training at all. And, of course, she was over visiting with me and told Bill what the doctor
She even brought her bottle of medicine.
She brought her bottle because she wanted Bill to look at it. Because she took one or a half of one or something. She said, oh, God, I can't do that. I got to go over and visit Dr. Bill. And they had her on Celexa.
So citalopram is a fancy name.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, what happens is serotonin 5 reuptake inhibitors is not indicated for hot flashes, which is why they gave it to her. This was one of the most bubbly, personable people that we know. If you want some hot flashes, you want to use her.
No, but you said it would just ruin her personality.
Oh, yeah, she'd become a zombie.
It's an antidepressant, is it not?
Yeah, but they call it an antidepressant, but really, it's a misnomer. Some of the people that actually, if you measured their platelet level of bioamines and looked at serotonin, her serotonin might be fine. So when they say it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor in the synaptic cleft, it's a foolish idea because they haven't tested her. If they measured every person that's supposedly going to be on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, their platelet levels of bioamines for serotonin, dopamine, or epinephrine, they'd find most of the people they're prescribing don't have a deficiency. Okay? And they may have a bioconversion to convert tryptophan to 5-hydroxytryptophan and then to serotonin. So there's a multi-stage conversion. It's an alcohol dehydrogenase.
But what you were saying is that it had nothing to do with hot flashes.
Nothing, yeah. And what she should have had was something we have simple.
Well, we gave her a bottle of hot flashes. We gave her a bottle of hot flashes.
You're funny.
Of flash away and hormone synergy.
Yeah, we call it both names, away. But hormone synergy.
We trade back and forth the same product.
Yeah, and basically it's apelin and renin, and it's the CNS conversion of the female hormone that causes the hot flashes. So when we stop that conversion with the apelin and renin in her nervous system, hot flashes are gone. Usually the first two pills starts to go within a week, it's gone.
Yeah, but the look on her face when you told her what that Celexa would do, she's like, oh my.
Well, it's the kind of drug you give to veterans that come back from the battlefields in Afghanistan. They kill all their relatives.
And she's the last person that would ever be depressed.
Yeah, it's like,
she's the happiest
if she's depressed,
person
everybody
I know.
Else is suicidal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. When her and I get together, we're right off the wall.
Oh, yeah, you guys are laughing and carrying on. I get a kick out of it. Yeah.
Donna from Tennessee, Bill, she's got something strange she does have something normal, a Lyme disease and, unfortunately, a yeast problem as well.
She's
on a very tight budget.
Easy to fix.
But she's got something called a fluke worm. A fluke worm that she got from a dog.
Yeah, you can get fluke worm from a dog or if you travel to the Middle East. Fluke worms, which can also end up in your liver. The most common thing is you'll see it on a CT scan or an ultrasound of the liver. You'll see fluke, and they'll often end up in the common bile ducts.
Are they real worms or what?
They're what?
Are they real worms?
It's called a liver fluke, and they can get pretty big. They can be small, microscopic, and they can grow and be quite large. So I've seen.
You mean
flukes.
Like a tapeworm starts out small and
yeah,
grows?
Yeah, and I've actually seen people where I've actually assisted at the surgery, and we pull flukes out of people's common bile duct because they get a blockage and they're getting, you know, they're turning jaundiced.
Ew.
And they get a fluke and it actually blocks their bile duct.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really gross.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so.
So how do you get rid of fluke worms?
We have antiparasites.
How do you know if you have a fluke worm?
You wouldn't know unless you actually do an ultrasound or CT scan and you can actually see
what are some symptoms?
You can see elevated liver enzymes.
Okay, elevated liver enzymes.
Yeah.
That would tell you.
That's usually the case, or your elevated bilirubin levels, and you may be getting pain, gallbladder-type pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the...
We have three antipathogenics.
Protocol.
First, the most powerful is Neutrodyne, 15 drops, three times a day. That'll kill off the intracellular parasites of Lyme, and the flukeworm kills it real effectively, 15 to 20 drops.
So you have to take a lot, yeah, 15 to 20
drops,
three times a day.
Three times a day in water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that good?
And then you want to reduce the inflammation of the bile ducts and so on by using Cell Defense Plus and the anti-inflammatory, probably Inflamax, because you're going to have some inflammation of the liver substance and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the yeast problem.
Yeast.
Does that have anything to do with the flukeworm? No.
No. I would use a combination of living probiotic twice a day, berberstatin two capsules twice a day, mm-hmm. and living probiotic ultra every second or third day, and that'll knock out the yeast.
Okay.
And you can add to that, of course, either Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, which is very penetrating through the tissues to get rid of fungus and yeast. But it's not that easy to get rid of with the typical anti-drugs, like, for example, nystatin only kills the budding form.
Mm-hmm.
And the branching form, Nizoral, and antifungals like caspofungin. But these drugs like caspofungin are extremely liver toxic and go into liver failure. So do not use the typical allopathic drugs, nystatin or Nizoral. Nizoral actually causes a chemical castration. So if you look at male and female hormones within a month of being on Nizoral, you don't have any. Bye-bye hormones. See ya. Pretty bad. It's a chemical castration.
Bill, that screen you have, that new computer screen, is beautiful. Wow. This is the first time I got to sit here and look at it. Wow. You're privileged, aren't you? I don't have a screen like that. I can barely read.
This kind of screen is present in the Starship Enterprise.
Honestly,
this is beautiful. This is my pre-bones screen.
To describe it to you listeners out there, you can't imagine what I'm talking about. It's like, is it 3 feet across?
It's 34 inches, Samsung curved.
And it curves.
And it's a 2.0K, which is double the normal resolution of any screen.
Yeah, wow,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, but it's also backed by my supercomputer here,
Beautiful. Which
is the fastest processor in a classified motherboard.
Well, good thing someone can afford all this.
Well, I had to get it upgraded because my other computer was limping along.
No, your other one died.
Yeah, and this one here,
I
can plug and play. Anything starts to break down, I can plug and play it, and in minutes it's back up.
And you know what? You've had your other one like for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Until it finally
won't die. This is one that can be resurrected.
Yeah, you're high tech now. Oh, a praise report, Bill, from Ross. She's actually a female from Texas, and that's her nickname, Ross. She's a retired nurse. She wants you to know that the NutriDefense totally got rid of her bladder infection, even though she'd been going to doctors since 2015 to try to get rid of it, and the only thing that did it was NutriDefense.
Right, because it disrupts the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and most people aren't aware that chronic viral infections, including things like ureaplasma or urealyticum, can occur, which is a mycobacteria, in the bladder wall, and can cause a chronic targinitis and irritative spasms of your bladder.
Mm-hmm.
So the typical doctor doesn't realize these cultures don't culture out. So you can see it on an ultrasound if the bladder wall is thickened, but a lot of times you're not going to be able to tell because it won't culture properly. You might see leukocyte activation on a urine dip test, but beyond that, the typical cultures, unless you're in a special lab, are not going to show it. So a lot of times there's low-grade infections with fungi like yeast. It'll go up the retrograde up the ureter to the bladder. You can have ureaplasm. You can have chronic viral infections. You can also have a bladder wall inflammation caused by chronic presence of minerals like uric acid and so on. So a lot of people have uric acid, even trying to form stones,
mm-hmm.
or they've got a chronic, we call trigonitis. So the NutriDefense is going to help with antioxidant effects, antiviral effects, and immune system boosting effects.
Emma from Florida. Bill, she suntans a lot and has a mole that's getting darker and bigger.
That's a sign that it may be turning melanoma. If it either loses color, gains color, or becomes quasi-colored, and we call it a technicolor, where parts of it are a different color than the other parts.
You know, when you have lots of moles, how are you supposed to know which one is starting to turn cancerous and which one is
normal? Let me explain.
Normal.
If you take a drop of chocolate and drop it into a cup of milk,
yeah.
If the colors run so parts of it's dark and parts light, or changes shape or size, it's starting to change. And if it starts to change or it bleeds or it gains hair or loses hair, it's becoming malignant. And melanoma is very, very rapidly increasing rate now. It's many 100% more than, mm-hmm. say, 10 years ago because the ultraviolet light now, we have 73% ultraviolet B, C, and D, which are toxic, compared to 24 years ago, less than 23%. So the sun is putting up more dangerous light, and the ozone layer is thinner.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And, of course, it also is the photoactivation of pesticides like glyphosate from food that people eat and drugs they take, because a lot of drugs people take are actually carcinogenic when they get photoactivated in your skin. So you take a drug like an antidepressant like citalopram, or you take a drug like what's called a DNA gyrase 4 inhibitor antibiotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take those drugs, as soon as the sun hits them, they turn into a cancer-inducing agent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you go out in the sun and you've taken your medical drugs from your doc, you're actually causing cancer in your tissues by damaging the DNA and causing cross-links, etc.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Would you like a few little words of wisdom from Santiago, our friend in New Mexico?
Oh, yeah. He's
Would
always
like
funny.
A few? Well, his subject this time is we're not really getting older. We just get more realistic. So it says, one of these few little items here,
right.
Real quick. Ate salad for dinner last night, mostly croutons and tomatoes. Really just one big round crouton covered with tomato sauce and cheese, right? A pizza. How to prepare tofu. Throw it in the trash and grill some meat. I'll go for that one. I know there's people that like that. Tofu's not good for you, is it? You told me it's got too much...
Yeah, it's a soy-based protein. It has...
Yeah.
Soy is basically the base... for making estrogenic molecules. So if you use a natural estrogen, E1, E2, E3, it's actually a soy extract. So if you eat a lot of soy, you're actually estrogenizing yourself, male or female. It's not toxic estrogen. So, for example, the ones that are made from horse mare urine forms a thing called 16-hydroxyestrone
addox. That's in the pill, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
They make 16-hydroxyestrone addox, and they've known this for 35 years, that when it attaches to human female breast tissue, it causes cancer. And they've known this for 35 years. So the maniac doctors who are giving regular horse mare urine turned pills are actually causing cancer, and they know damn well that's the truth.
Ooh.
Nasty, eh?
Listen to this. I just did a week's worth of cardio after walking into a spider web. I read a recent insurance industry study that found out that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than men who mention it.
That's funny.
Kids today, they don't know how easy they have it. When I was young, I had to slug through 9 feet of extra heavy shag carpet just to change the TV channel. That's funny, Santiago.
Yeah.
I guess you want me to leave these. You don't look like they're...
Yeah,
I love being over 60. I learn something new every day and forget 5 others. Oh, there's a bunch of them. I think they're great.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't read anymore. I'll get right into the... You got a look on your face like you want to get into the big questions.
The hard, big questions here. We've got 2 minutes left before the end of the segment.
I know. That's the thing. We've only got a couple minutes
that's
left
okay,
before
we can...
I get started. Well, you know, I talked with Denise. Denise from South Africa.
Right.
Johannesburg. She lives in Redondo Beach.
California
now. And she's going to move back.
Right.
And I think she wants to go on the show on Monday.
Well, she can call in any time, but yeah. I'll mention what she has. She has 7 years of eFoods, direct food, which used to be a
I wonder
sold
when
over.
She bought it. I should have asked her.
It's good for 30 years, so don't worry about it. And it's all packaged and sealed, so it doesn't matter if you're the first owner or the 10th owner. She's got 7 years, and it's at an amazing price. So
because she can't take it to South Africa.
She can't
Africa
take it all to South Africa. They won't allow any food products brought to South Africa. So, or as they say, they run all their words together, South Africa. They don't have spaces between their words there.
Actually, my dentist is from South Africa.
South Africa. Anyway, she's got 7 years of eFoods, direct food.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to buy it, you contact us.
And she's going to be on the show on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, she'll just call in.
Just call in, right?
Yeah.
So we're just trying to help her.
Yeah, exactly. So she can contact us, and we'll shuttle the information through to whoever wants that eFoods direct food.
Not me. It's not good for sales, is it? I like real food.
You're funnier than usual today.
No, I like real food.
Is that because you have
I don't like food that's these MRAs.
Is that because you have
MRAs?
Is that because you have a pet dragon?
Oh, tonight that's going to be fun.
Back in a minute.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Remember, we're integrating functional medicine.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I can't hear you.
We're integrating allopathic functional medicine, allopathic surgery. Some pharmaceuticals, very few, mainly nutraceuticals and biological molecules, and we have the 7-star nutraceuticals. Do not, I'm going to repeat this, do not go elsewhere thinking you're going to get better products that are going to make you well. You're wasting your time and money. Don't do it. Plus, we'll give you guidance as to what to change as your health changes and you need new nutraceutical protocols. So,
yeah. One more funny thing from Santiago. I was reading while you were gone on your break.
Right.
A thief broke into my house last night. I woke up, and he said he was searching for money. I started to search with him. That sounds like something he'd say.
That sounds like Santiago would say, yeah.
All right. On a more serious note, we'll get into our emails for today.
Right.
On the firing line, and we'll start with Mick. And he says, "Hi, Dr. Bill. I purchased a product before I knew about yours." Oh, here we go. "I bought," oh my gosh, this is, we're going to stop saying this, "longevity," right, "products." I said that low. And in
Why
one
did you say longevity low? I say it loud.
"In one of their products, it says folate is folic, so which is it? Is it the real folate or the synthetic junk? I do not have the gene to break that junk down."
Well,
and
first off, folic.
I asked them, but I didn't really trust the answer because I felt very tired and terrible after taking it.
But they don't make synthetic folic acid, but the problem is, 25% of the population on Earth does not have the 5-methylfolate reductase proper gene to bioconvert folic acid to the 5-methylfolate form, which you need for myelination of your brain, detoxification, enzyme production of your digestive enzymes, and many other factors, including making your bone marrow work. 50% of the Hispanic population can have this defect. So you need some of, at least some or a lot of your folic acid is a 5-methylfolate. So if your vitamin minerals contain folic acid, it actually won't fix the problem. So, for example, if you want to prevent mothers from having neural tube defect babies, either Chiari malformation, which occurs in children and grandchildren of Vietnam veterans who get exposed to 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T, or you want to prevent neural tube defects like spina bifida, you want to take the 5-methylfolates, which is in our BioLVR, has activated B6, B12, and folate, or superfolate, which has 1,000 micrograms of 5-methylfolate. The other things, all of our vitamins contain the activated forms, which no other company does, so that their metabolic will jump any gene defects or SNP, SNP, single nucleotide polymorphism, or toxic blockades.
Oh.
Everybody else is sloppy, and they use it's either synthetic, like, for example, vitamin E, which is synthetic, actually will damage your blood vessels in your brain if you get a synthetic vitamin E. Ours, Gamma E Plus, has all the tocotrienols. In fact, it's so protective, not only protect your brain and your blood vessels, it actually stops hair loss of your hair follicles. Because it's basically oxidative stress.
Which one?
Gamma E Plus. Our Gamma E Plus has been upgraded too, so it actually will stop balding, male and female balding, besides protecting your brain and blood vessels, because hydroperoxy radical and nitroperoxy radical causes gene senescence of your hair follicles and makes them fall out.
And that's the Gamma E? I didn't
Gamma
know
E Plus.
I thought it was always Recitavil. And
hair Recitavil topically, but orally, the Gamma E Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought iron had something to do with
hair
loss.
No, the one main one for hair follicle, iron deficiency can be a factor, but the most important factors for hair is zinc and copper, which is in our Minerals Plus, right? For example, different minerals. For example, if you've got hypertension, you want to be taking Minerals Plus because it contains molybdenin.
Molybdenum, I'm glad I'm taking that one. Minerals Plus.
It helps you make what's called tetrahydrobiopterin that makes nitric oxide. So if you don't have adequate nitric oxide, you're going to get hypertension.
My other friend down the road was up to visit with her new baby.
Yeah.
Just a couple days ago. He's the sweetest thing, Luke.
Oh, yeah. My God. And what a bruiser for 5 weeks.
14 pounds and he's 5 weeks old. She's petite. Like, she hardly even weighs 100 pounds. And the baby was 9 pounds, 11 ounces. Like, ouch.
But I tell you, the way he's holding his head and everything, when you see that early muscular control axial spine, he's going to be athletic.
Amazing. That
he's going to be very athletic.
Anyways, Lori, and I don't know if... because you went to bed, and I stayed up with her till about 11, talking. Wanted to know what was of a couple things, two things to take while she's breastfeeding Luke, which she's going to breastfeed him for 6 months. Actually, well, our Amanda breastfeeds, like our grandchildren, she's going to right up to three years.
Well, I'll read off
three
the
years, but remember me, I'd stop right at 6 months, right at the day. months, I'm done.
There's
research now showing that it's good to go a little longer.
More than 6 months. The longer you go, up to 2 years. But anyway.
What would you suggest for the two things for breastfeeding?
Wouldn't be two. It would be four.
Oh, but to start with the two top.
Vitamin Mineral Max, Minerals Plus. Then you want fatty acids for brain development. For brain development, you want to have Neurogen, which is, and you want to have Omega Supreme Krill.
And I know it doesn't matter what I think, but I was just going to tell you what I thought was number one was life support.
No, that would be...
Because it has everything.
It does, but you have higher concentrations in the Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus because you're taking it for the baby.
I
would take Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus, Neurogen. In fact, in Japan, it's the law. You can't have baby formula made without docosahexaenoic acid. It's against the law.
So what is that in English?
DHA is a fatty acid that helps you myelinate your brain for the baby's brain development.
DHA.
Docosahexaenoic acid. And then the other one is Omega Supreme Krill. So if you take those, baby will develop their brain faster, and the other minerals help develop all the organs, and liver, and thyroid, and everything faster.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then our iron deficiency, we have ferritin, and the BioLVR to maintain your B12 and folic acid for the iron deficiency. Ferritin and BioLVR.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an...
And welcome back, Michelle. We have some wellness questions and protocols for people.
Yeah, Bill. Robert, in an email, and actually, you know, our friend Len from up just north of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, remember?
Len and Pam, they were here to visit.
Right, right.
This Zika virus in the Miami spring is a big thing. So this,
well,
Robert says it seems that they're currently spraying in Miami to speed up the annihilation of regular mosquitoes. And then he goes on to say, I'm sure that you have,
Len has
some really good articles that he sent that I'm going to give you.
Right.
What is going on with the spraying in Florida?
Well, they've identified a couple of communities where Zika virus is so endemic now that they're refusing to accept blood donations or organ donations.
So what do? They spray to
neurotoxic? Well, the spray itself may be, well, most of these pesticides are very toxic, geno and neurotoxic.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily cause microcephaly, but they're co-toxic. Now, Natural News and Mike Adams came out and made a statement that Zika virus is a hoax. This man needs to shut the heck up.
Okay, Bill.
And I have to finish this. This is really important. And okay. So I'm not going to be restraining this.
I don't even know who he
is. Mike Adams is Natural News. He's not a qualified infectious disease person. He's making the statement. Now, he's correct on this issue that these other spraying programs are different and also toxic as hell. And so when they start spraying to kill the virus, the problem mm-hmm. is the Zika virus is transmitted by a particular mosquito that can live in a drop of water underneath an overhang. So the spraying program, and we talked about this with Ann last week, cannot get rid of the primary carrying mosquito, the Aedes aegypti mosquito. They can get rid of it. It'll kill mm-hmm. other mosquitoes that tend to be open in open areas, but it won't kill the primary vector transmitting the Zika virus. Mm-hmm. Now, with Zika, when it gets in you, clears from your blood within a week in most people, but it stays in your whole blood for 2 months, and it can go to your
section. What do you mean clears from your blood and stays in your whole
stays, blood? If you test plasma, which they primarily test plasma when they do tests in the lab.
Is that your whole blood?
No, your whole blood is red and white cells and so on, and if you test the whole blood, look for the intracellular presence of the virus, it'll stay for 2 months. If it stays in the endocervix for years, we don't know how long, it may stay be forever, it can stay in the ovaries and in the brain and eye mm-hmm. for decades. Okay, we don't know how long. It can cause a neurodegenerative disorder similar to what's called multifocal leukoencephalopathy, and it can cause degenerative brain disease and blindness. Besides, it can also, not only in the first trimester, but later trimesters, cause microcephaly, and the kids born with microcephaly have persistent virus in their eyes. So while they're born with some vision, it may disappear.
That's not over here in California yet.
Absolutely.
It is?
It's everywhere.
Is it in southern, all the states by now or no?
In southern states.
Southern.
The problem is it eventually can get into the northern states because it's going to transition to other mosquito vectors that will persist, like the ones in Minnesota and even up to Hudson's Bay, Canada. So they may get what's called overwintering mosquito classes that can carry the Zika virus. Now, the primary thing that's driving it, and this is something that I've presented, no one else has, but it's backed by research from people like Dr. Maiwan Ho. They released the Oxitec gene in the Ballworth moths in Georgia to kill off these moths that were eating the cotton 8 years ago. And the genes actually jumped. These are double-stranded DNA genes, not RNA, which is the Zika virus, into animals and plants, so it changes their genetics. Mm-hmm. When these genes get into, say, into people and get into animals or vectors, they increase what's called oxidative stress, and they increase the rate of mutation of the Zika virus up to 10,000 times. That's published.
Yeah.
So when you do that, there's only 15 base pair changes of 10,000 codons in Zika virus, but it increased the rate of ascending gamma ray paralysis, microcephaly, and neurodegeneration and blindness.
Okay, do we have anything that would help with it?
First off, you won't get bitten at all if you take Allicin Med. Secondly, you can take our triple threat.
Well, remember our guy that had the Allicin Med up in Canada? Was it? No,
yeah,
where was
Alberta.
It Northern? Was it Alberta?
Alberta. He went to a mosquito infested area and four Allicin Med a day, and the mosquitoes were just.
What do you do? You take Allicin Med as a preventative so you don't get bitten.
Right, but then if you get it, you've got Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, Silver 100, and NutriDefense, which disrupts all the viral capsid of RNA and DNA viruses.
Probably in large doses, right?
Yeah. And now the thing is that once you get infected, we don't know how long it'll persist in some body tissues. It's a sexually transmitted disease. It also persists in saliva. So if you even share food, you can transmit it. Mm-hmm. We have a case in Utah of a relative who took care of an older relative who was sick with infection. They got Zika virus, this older relative, and they transmit it while they're dying to their younger relative, and there was no sexual or other transmission or
transmitted food. It how? Through food?
Probably from bodily fluids like stool and urine, whatever. So it's a very deadly thing. Zika is bad, but the more serious problem is what's called the gene plague called the Oxitec 513A gene from Oxford, England, that was taken over by Intrexon in Maryland last year, and that company's DNA thing is better living through better DNA. Pretty nasty.
Richard from Soquel, do you know how to say that? Soquel, California?
Soquel.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Tex had a heart attack recently and is supposedly doing fine. I'll be praying for him to recover fully. And I was going to ask for everyone's prayer. What's happening with Tex?
Yeah, we need to say a little prayer for Tex. Tex Mars is a good friend. I've known him for many years.
Yeah, what's happened?
And Tex basically had a heart attack, but he recovered. Obviously, he busted in there and got the clot buster drug within the golden hour.
Yes.
Whenever somebody has a heart attack, number one, they're all hypothyroid, they're all diabetic, they're all overweight, and they have dyslipidemias. The things that formed unstable plaque is small particle HDL and VLDL3. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stop vasospasm, you have to have adequate levels of tetrahydrobiopterin and nitric oxide. You have to stop oxidative stress that causes cholesterol oxidation and fatty acid oxidation, because when the macrophages eat that, they die and form foam cells layer upon layer with platelets and fibrin, form unstable plaque that when it calcifies, it can rupture and form an embolus or a clot.
I just wanted everyone to pray for him.
Let's say a quick prayer.
How is his recovery going?
I don't know. I have to contact his family directly. I talked to his wife only about a week and a half ago, and she never admitted about what happened. Because I was going to try to get him on, and he had to change his schedule because he's going to go see his doctor or something. Mm-hmm. So my guess is they were watching him. I think he's a little stubborn, is when I talked to his staff, that he doesn't really let them help him. So let's say a little prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for Tex Mars. We pray for his ministry. We pray for all the people who work with him and all the people who have been blessed. Lord, we pray for his health and that we may be able to help him to restore his health for many, many years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bill Zach from New Hampshire. I'm a longtime listener, and I've ordered a few basic maintenance products from you recently, although I have a few things I was hoping to run by you, but I have a much more urgent request at the moment. If you can find a few minutes, he goes on to say, I would like to know if it's possible to have a restorative type therapy for post-high-dose chemotherapy. What it is, Bill, is a 65-year-old female that's a friend of his
right. That
has ovarian cancer and has had multiple chemotherapy treatments over the past 3 to 5 years. Currently in a 2-month stay in Rochester, New York, and being recommended for hospice. The hospice is when they just give up, you know.
Well, it's like Obama's death care panel. They so basically kind of don't intervene with anything to look at your genetics, your biochemistry, your toxicology, or epigenetics.
He says it's a very dire situation, and I do not think there's much time, but hopefully it's not too late. I look forward to hearing back from you as soon as possible, and let me know if there's anything that you can do to help.
Yeah, I can rescue her. What we do first, the first thing we do is supply the nutrients to normalize her tissues. We detoxify her from the effect. And then we reverse the post-radiation, post chemo damage that's been done to her bone marrow, her central nervous system. You can do what we call chemo brain, where you take chemotherapy and your brain doesn't work because you affect myelination of nerve fiber tracts. You also affect neurotransmitter levels and the formation of new memory traces through the neural network. So I know how to do that. Everybody that I tell people that need reverse chemotherapy, they all need hyperbaric oxygen, 100%. There's no way of getting beyond that. Number two, they need to be on a ketogenic alkaline diet. They need to take all our nutraceuticals, not just a couple, to kind of paste over and say, hey, I'm doing something. You've got a serious terminal condition, so if you don't listen to all my advice, you're going to die. And like that movie with Bruce Willis, you're going to die hard. So one of the things that I really strongly recommend is when people start getting my advice, don't think you can put a little stamp on it and say, well, I took 2 of 10 things, doc. I should get better. Okay, and I'm thinking, why? If I have a serious condition like post-chemo brain or radiation-induced neuritis or whatever, why do you expect to get better if you only take a couple of the things I recommend? Because conventional doctors are completely useless, okay? They have no idea what to do and have benchmarks to measure and prove to you that we can reverse them, but you got to listen to my whole advice, not just part of it.
Peter from Sowton, Southampton, UK. As my mother is in her 90s, won't eat healthy or vegetables or fruits. So she says it goes straight through her, and she won't take vitamins or nutritional supplements. What can I give her surreptitiously that won't give her a reaction but will extend her age?
Ageless life support, yeah. NutriComplete.
Definitely.
Yeah, and the NutriComplete will go over all the reds and greens. The ageless life support also has digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
And probiotics and all the anti-aging things. So you can make a smoothie up of the ageless life support NutriComplete, and she's laughing. And I put also in that a couple tablespoons of omega cod liver liquid, and that's going to make a huge difference in her body.
Next is Jason up near San Bernardino, which we've had that recent, remember the attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was by the no-gun zone. So if you want to make sure that the people can't shoot back at the terrorists, you make sure that you can't have guns.
So Jason's question is, hi, Dr. Bill. My wife and I are very blessed to be expecting our second child. Wonderful. That's always exciting.
Uh-huh.
We do not currently have health insurance. Can you please advise on the best options for our family? And also, can you recommend a protocol for my pregnant wife?
Yeah.
Lastly, we have a 2-year-old son. How can we protect our family from ELF and EMF frequencies? Thanks.
Well, the first thing is I have a very simple protocol for nutrition for pregnancy.
Yes.
You want to have the folic acid, so you want to be taking bio-LVR. You want to take vitamin mineral max and minerals plus. You want to take things to keep your iron level up, and your calcium.
You want to
take ferritin, you want to take bio-LVR, and you want to take
Ferritin is so good. It doesn't cause constipation.
Yeah. Bone Generator and Micell D3 at the very least.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's good, that's most people.
And then
and
basically for ELF protection, the first thing is do not have the Wi-Fi on in your house at night, and make sure you also turn off and get rid of your smart meter, because it's a very powerful Wi-Fi generator. And what you do is you swap out the meter and have them come and do a reading on it. In terms of ELF protection, the most important things are antioxidants. NutriDefense is the best antioxidant for cellular protection. That's NutriDefense. And in protecting the brain from oxidative stress, you can use Cognition Plus and Brain Power.
When he says, too, the best options for our family, the first thing I think of, Bill, because almost every family I talk to, the whole family has Nutridyne, and they take Nutridyne.
Nutridyne is going to resurrect your mitochondria, but you got to stop oxidative stress, because if you actually look at the neuropores or scanning electron microscopy of 100% of people that are exposed to ELF, although 40,
no, I'm just saying,
although 45% will actually show complaint of signs like insomnia, cardiac arrhythmias, or chronic fatigue, 100% of people, if you actually do a punch biopsy or a blood test, will show scanning EM changes of their cells caused by the neuropores caused by ALF pollution.
Well, you know what I thought of first when I'm reading Jason's email was, I hope he doesn't have a smart meter up there.
Yeah, well, they can swap it out.
In all around
they
here,
just need to swap it
South
out.
South California.
Yeah, swap it out. And if your house is clearly beside an apartment building, whatever, you can put an ELF blocking material on the wall facing toward the side. So if your bedroom, for example, is an apartment, and you get a bunch of these smart meter things and stacked in a whole bunch in the building next door, you want to block that radiation from coming into the side of your house.
This gentleman is Javier, I think. J-A-V-I-E-R.
Yeah, Javier.
Huh? Pardon?
Javier.
Okay.
It's Hispanic. Javier.
I currently take, what's that, lisinopril, 20
lisinopril,
milligrams.
Yeah, 20 milligrams, yeah.
For high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Is it true that you can't mix lisinopril and lithium orotate? Because he says that what he has, Bill, is bipolar. He's been diagnosed with bipolar 1.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with lisinopril, which is why I recommend you switch from an ACE inhibitor to an ACE receptor blocker. It's one of the few drugs I think is acceptable, and I'd recommend an ACE receptor blocker instead. Problem mm-hmm. is, if you take that, you have to periodically measure your potassium levels, because it can take off on an ACE inhibitor, but it won't on an ACE receptor blocker.
Mm-hmm.
And what it can do is, if you're taking lithium orotate, your levels can go high. Most people don't take enough lithium. But you don't want to take, there's small amounts in Minerals Plus, but if you're going to take additional lithium, to be honest with you, most of the people don't need to take additional lithium. They just need Minerals Plus and the Calm Mind Brain Mag. Because the brain mag, most important thing to protect your brain from oxidative stress for bipolar is the magnesium L-threonate and Brain Mag. And the Calm Mind, which is myo-inositol and Suntheon and L-theanine.
What about for his bipolar 1 disorder?
Well, bipolar 1, what I usually recommend is you take the Brain Mag Calm Mind, a scoop of each 3 to 4 times a day.
What does that mean, bipolar 1? Is that those just bipolar?
Well, they usually have a DSM-5 certification of a specific type of bipolar disease.
And, which means what?
Well, we don't want to get into DSM.
1 to 5? Is 5 the worst?
No, there's only probably a couple subclasses. I don't have the manual right in front of me.
Okay.
But basically, it doesn't matter. But firstly, most doctors don't understand the neurophysiology of what bipolarity is.
Mm-hmm.
And the bipolar disease is always basically like depression, a seizure disorder of the limbic system in a particular area called the rage control nucleus in the amygdala. And you usually have mineral imbalances present. Lithium orotate helps to calm it down, but more importantly is brain magnesium L-threonate. And so I recommend the Posinol Mood Elevator, and the Brain Mag Calm Mind, and you want to stop oxidative stress in the brain, because usually that's a driver, such as cell detox, glutathione, neutrotrala, and take things to kind of epigenetically calm the brain and inflammation down, which would be Cell Defense Plus.
He says, Bill, I'm a firm believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and know that He is going to heal me. Amen.
He's healing you right now as you listen to the program, because His Proxy is here. He's a great physician, and I'm one of his students.
And next, Bill, is John from Riverside, California. I'd like to have a consultation for my spouse, who's a 62-year-old Caucasian, has small cell carcinoma lung metastasized to liver, spine,
tumors, pelvis, she's got stage 4 cancer. She needs three things. Firstly, she needs to be on her anti-cancer protocol, which is the same for everybody. High dose. Number two, she needs to be on gene-based cancer treatments, which we can refer to. Number three, she needs to be on a ketogenic alkaline diet, right? And then fourthly, you can do immunotherapy, and we can talk about that, where we actually send you to special clinics where they can draw off the blood, actually create a clone of T lymphocytes that'll chase and kill the cancer. So there are, that's available too, immunotherapy.
Yeah, there's a lot of cancer ones here.
But I don't recommend.
I never
recommend radiation. I never recommend paint by numbers chemo, and I never recommend blasting somebody to the point where their hair and everything falls out and the bone marrow goes bye bye, because they can bleed out or develop a super infection that'll kill them.
I wonder what the statistics are for cancer now, because every week I have so many cancer questions. Like,
well, it used to be when I went to medical school.
I could literally sit here for 2 hours on cancer questions.
I went to medical school 43 years ago, 1973.
Yeah.
There are now more cancers than just a little over 1 in 1, right? When I went to medical school, it was 1 in 12. Almost 12 times as much as...
And reasons for that are pollution, I guess?
Toxic pollution and Wi-Fi networks and electro pollution as well. And stress, just general stress.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Yeah. Where are we, Bill? Are we human or are we
dancers? We are
older brothers and sisters and servants of the Most High God, and trying to help people get well physically, mentally, and spiritually, and geopolitically.
Here we go. Dan from Texas. Regarding the sun's magnetic change, what do you think if God changed the magnetic field of Earth during the flood so giants and dinosaurs could not survive to kill off his promised seed? The magnetic field also changed the lifespan of humans.
It's a factor. Let me explain that, what happened. When we talk about this, if you actually look at amber, partial pressure amber, which is like the resin from trees, and it locks in oxygen or mosquitoes or the blood. Uh-huh. The level of the atmospheric pressure at sea level was 2 atmospheres, not 1. Mm-hmm. And it was 30 to 35, 40% oxygen. Not high enough to cause forest fires, but it was much higher. The magnetic field of the Earth, even during the time of Babylon, was 30 times higher than it is now. And it was much more than that. Now, what happens is when the Earth has a Schumann resonance, which resonates between 9 and 12 hertz, and there's other frequencies resonating beside that, it's called the Schumann resonance field, it pours out of the poles of the Earth, north and south poles, magnetically, and circles around a magnetic field. It shoves the electrons to the orbitals of our chromosomes. Mm-hmm. And when it does that, it pumps the telomeres to pump out biophotons to open up the ion channels to let in minerals. And minerals turn on and off the genes that regulate disease and aging. Okay, if you have what's called a low Schumann resonance, you can create this by doing a thing called a mu metal box, where you actually put an animal or a plant or insect inside it, and the animals slow down, become obese, and in many cases die. So without the magnetic flux field of the Earth, if you go into near space, even in the space station 400 miles above the Earth, mm-hmm. your metabolism starts to change, and if you don't have a Schumann resonance generator like the Russians discovered in the space station, you start to shut down your genes. You get gene silencing, and you start mm-hmm. to age.
Yes.
You can maybe get up to 6 to 8 inches taller, and if you come back to Earth too early, if you haven't had artificial gravity plus a Schumann resonance, your bones will break, like your spinal collapse.
Yes, yeah,
okay?
I've heard that.
Plus also different genes start to silence. You can have serious eye disease and other problems with ligaments. Now, gene silencing is a factor that I'm going to present in December. They're correct that that's part of it. Now, what happened is when the flood happened, okay, we had the passage of... Let me explain this. We had the passage of the same dwarf star in the outer Oort cloud as is happening now. Mm-hmm. And that passage of the dwarf star produced what's called gravity waves that struck the Earth and caused the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen from the deep mantle that triggered off earthquakes and volcanoes. So the water from the deep, which it says in the Bible, and the water from the sky fell, so the oceans filled from the bottom, from these giant reservoirs of water called batholiths, and from the sky. And it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. So literally, when the Noah's Ark landed, it landed up in the mountains of Ararat in eastern Turkey. And they know, and mm-hmm. there have been people who have actually taken pictures and have actually done investigations. I've had them on the show years ago about the Ark. Adam was 18 feet tall, Eve was 13.
Get to the point.
So a lot of the giants died. There still apparently are some giants, but a lot of the animals couldn't survive because the magnetic field couldn't support dinosaurs now. And without the partial pressure of oxygen, a lot of the animals and plants couldn't survive.
Okay, Bill, we're running out of time, my dear.
But that's
final
a short answer.
Point?
That's a short answer.
That's a short answer?
Help
us. God blesses.
You had a data dump.
Thank you for listening. Great to be here. See you next week.
Yeah, we're going to do a follow-up in probably half an hour or so with Ann on a recap on today's show and add some more things. If you have questions on any topic, do call into the show or email or call us anytime.
Why is it good to walk on the ground bare feet?
Because you're grounding. You're actually getting resonant frequencies through your feet to your body, bare feet especially.
I find that interesting.
Or feet with leather, real
That's
leather.
That's interesting. Thank you.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.